Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna... It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition, a special installment of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on a rare Wednesday night. We are broadcasting from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, down there on 94th Street. So we've got basketball tomorrow night, Iowa State and Arkansas, Battle of Top 20s. We're going to talk plenty about that here in just a little bit. 10 minutes from now, Iowa State assistant basketball coach Matt Abdelmassi will join us to break down the 20th ranked, 18th ranked, whatever pool you go by, the Arkansas Razorbacks, 8 o'clock tip tomorrow night. Next week, we're actually going to be on Wednesday, too, as the Iowa State women's basketball team will be on its way to Iowa City next Thursday. Of course, women's basketball coverage all season long on 1460 KXNL. My name is Chris Williams. Brent Bloom, welcome to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. How are you, friend?
You had to pull me away from that 4K TV. I was going to stare at that for an hour.
It's unbelievable.
My word.
Yeah.
That thing, like laser beams, locks you right in.
Yeah, they've got a lot of them here. And then we'll bring in Tim Mullen, the man here at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. You guys have got these, like, curved TVs, too, that I am enamored with. We all love curves, and these TVs are unbelievable, man.
Yeah, they're great pictures.
Sucks you right in.
Yeah. Got the 4K UHD curved TVs back there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had to hurry up and tell them the show was starting to get
kidding.
And all it was like a promo of like these buildings being lit up.
Yeah,
and
there's like just cars random driving and people swimming in pools, and you just can't stop looking at it. It's like, look at it go.
Brent was like an infant staring at color for the first. Yeah, it was
true.
Quite the sight here at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive.
There's another 4K TV as part of the special tonight.
Yes. Look at Bloom here.
Look at you giving me a shameless plug.
6 to 8 tonight. We're running some post Black Friday deals, is this correct?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. I talked to everybody a couple weeks ago on the air, and I didn't have a deal that night because I wanted to hold over. And what we did, guys, is we had our Black Friday deals this last week.
Yep.
And we went through them by 11 o'clock, and I said, hey, what's not sold by 11 o'clock, we're holding on to it. And we're going to hold it over for the Fanatics on our deal. We let the folks on the boards today know what we had coming out today. So some of the things that we have for everybody tonight. Like you were talking about, Brett, we got a Samsung 4K 55-inch LED TV, $799. And keep in mind, guys, while supplies last from 6 to 8 tonight.
This is one of those 4K ones that we were just watching?
This is one of the 4Ks. Not curved.
It's not curved.
4K.
No, I don't know. I don't care about the curve.
But for $800, you're not going to find
that. You're not going to beat that, yeah.
Too bad my wife's here.
Yeah.
If she weren't here, I would maybe burn the $800. What else we got?
We're also doing, along with the Samsung TV, we're doing a Samsung soundbar, which includes a subwoofer.
This is a good deal right here.
Great deal. It's we're running $82.99 right now. So we got a few of those while supplies last. Dyson handheld
vacuums.
I just
saw a guy who bought one of those, by the way. One of those are already gone.
I think some of them were standing around the display until we set it at 6 o'clock and they were gone right away.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
We got another one.
Then we're also running some promos on some Dyson handheld vacuums for $99. Dyson, one of the best names in the vacuum business. Great little product to have around the house.
I think $99. I'm going to get one of those. I got a golden retriever. I'm actually going to buy one of those tonight.
I would recommend it.
Yeah, all right.
So you could talk her into that, but not the 4K.
Correct.
Yeah. And then some of the fun ones we're doing tonight, we're doing an Xbox One gaming system. This is, and I'll be honest with you guys, not a big gamer. I'm told this is a great deal.
Yeah.
But it comes with two games, Assassin's Creed Unity and Assassin's Creed Destiny.
Shoot, both inside those, there. Those are RPG games,
yeah. I believe, role-player games. Yeah. And the best part I'm told about this deal.
Look at me go.
I have no idea what that even means.
Inside the box also comes with a card with 1 year of Xbox 3.
Ooh.
So that's how you can the cool part.
That's like if your cousin lives in California,
right.
You guys can go at each
other. Hop on there and put each other at the same time.
All right.
So we're doing that package at $329.99 while they last. And then we also have a four-piece appliance package. Four-piece stainless steel appliance package. A Mana. Great product. Been around for years. Four-piece stainless steel package. $99.99. just shy of 1,000.
Wait a second. You get all four of them for under 1,000?
All four pieces.
Bought, this is, I'm a little bit, you know, yeah. I'm like, hey, Tim, why don't you tell me this was going to happen?
You gave me some trouble there.
We just did the appliance thing, but we're very happy. We went Frigidaire, but I think this is a better deal. I think you got to go with this if you're out there looking
for looking
pounce.
For a stainless steel package for your house.
What are the four?
Four pieces. You got the refrigerator.
Yep.
You got your over-the-range microwave.
Yep.
Dishwasher and range. All matching stainless steel, ready to go. $999.99 out the door.
All right, man.
Those are our packages.
6 to 8, yep. While supplies last. We're broadcasting here from 6 to 7, yep. So we'll continue to remind the Fanatics as we go throughout the day. Hawkeye fans are welcome. You're out driving around?
Yep. Money's green.
Absolutely.
Money's
green.
That's why
I tell our advertisers all the time.
Money's green. Hey, I want to take a quick second, too, Chris, if you don't mind. I wanted to thank Josh over at Benchwarmers. We've had the show through the Tower football season over at Benchwarmers.
Mm-hmm.
Josh and his staff have been tremendous to work with. Very nice of him to let us have the show here tonight. I can't thank him enough. But, you know, you got an opportunity. I'll tell you what, I've been telling everybody about Benchwarmers and their pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Can't recommend it enough.
It's
great
outstanding.
Time over there. So just want to take a quick second and say thanks to Josh and the staff over there for letting us have it tonight. And they do a great job over there. So go take a shot over there and have some nice dinner.
Absolutely. We'll have Buffalo Chicken next Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. You in?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm in.
Deal.
And then we'll come back later on the year and we got some more fun later.
We've got a kegerator to give away.
We have the kegerator. We've been talking about it long enough time to give it away.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tim.
All right. I'll let you guys get on your business. See you in a bit.
All right. Thanks. Sounds good, buddy. Tim Mullen here at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on a Wednesday, Bloom.
This is the first time I've been in here in a couple years. I should have come earlier.
Yeah,
this place is.
Well, what I like about it too is like
it's a pretty sweet place.
Yeah, and it's very you don't have to worry like if you go to the store in Omaha busy. This is a very relaxed atmosphere. It's just a cool way. I mean, we came in here and we bought appliances not too long ago. And, it's just my guy, Lewis, by the way, who I would recommend in the appliance section. Really enjoy Lewis. But it's just a really cool atmosphere when you're coming to buy. And the TV selection's unbelievable. I think a lot of people forget about the TVs here.
I would. And, man, the technology in those things now is crazy.
Absolutely.
Those 4K, that's something else.
Bloom coming up here in about 2-3 minutes or so. Matt Abdelmassey is going to join us on the Hy-Vee hotline. We're going to preview tomorrow night's basketball game between the Iowa State Cyclones and Arkansas. Later on, we will break – well, I don't know if we're going to break down Iowa State TCU. I don't think that's probably the route to go with that football game. But I want to talk about this TCU-Baylor debate. I want to talk about the column you wrote today for CycloneFanatic.com that was on Paul Rhodes and why you think he deserves another year to be Iowa State's head basketball coach.
Football.
I'm in basketball mode. My apologies. I am
understandable.
Fully in basketball mode. Clones win last night. They routed what I thought was a pretty bad Lamar team.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst teams I think I've ever seen in Hilton Coliseum. I would put Alabama A&M and North Carolina A&T right up there.
The 0-10 Chicago State team was pretty bad.
Oh, they were horrible. I forgot about that one.
They've gotten better, actually. Chicago State's a little bit better this year.
Are they really?
They're still Chicago State.
It was pitiful that night in the Coliseum. Nonetheless, it was good to see. Hoiberg talked about it afterwards. He always uses the word confidence, but it was a very confident basketball team. Once the shots started falling last night, they kind of got their swagger back that I thought that they showed up with in Kansas City. They absolutely did not leave with it, but I don't care who you're playing. With a team like Arkansas coming in on Thursday night, it's good to get that swagger back heading into a nationally televised game against a really good team.
They're going to need it. Arkansas is good, and Matt will talk about that here in a little bit, how good they actually are. They haven't lost yet, Arkansas. But, you know, they obviously started a little sluggish, at least as far as shot-making last night. They were getting wide-open looks, and they just weren't making them. And at one point, it's 20-17, you're Lamar, and you're like, okay, what's going on with this team? Let's get it going. It was just a matter of time. And then once they hit the gas, it was full throttle. I actually thought the defense was pretty good. Now, Lamar was like me and you playing intramural basketball with
Correct. The
shot selection. I mean, they were just throwing stuff up there. They couldn't make anything. But it's still good to get out and run a little bit. Matt Thomas made a couple shots. Everybody was having fun. And what impressed me most was DeJon Jones, who I think we could safely say did not have his best effort against Maryland.
Absolutely.
In multiple ways. But to have him come out and really do the little things well. You know, he scored 12 points, but he grabbed 9 first-half rebounds, mixed it up defensively, passed the ball really well. That's the Bryce they need.
Absolutely. And we'll bring Matt Abdelmassey onto the Hy-Vee hotline right now. Coach, I was the big thing that stood out to me last night about the basketball game was afterwards – Bryce DeJean-Jones was talking about his near triple-double performance. He was talking about the urgency he has to rebound the basketball. After last year, he only averaged 3.7 rebounds per game, while at UNLV this year, he leads your basketball team in rebounding. And Bryce goes, you know what? I'm actually kind of enjoying this. This is kind of fun, going to the rim and grabbing those rebounds. What's that process been like for you guys, too? You know, to get him to buy into being that type of player where Fred said last night he needs to be in that, you know, 7-8 rebounds per game for you guys to be an elite basketball team.
Well, I remember when I first talked to Bryce in the recruiting process, and I straight up told him, I said, dude, your numbers are embarrassing. I mean, for an athlete of a guy at 6'6", to only average, what, 3.5 rebounds, straight up embarrassing. He's so much better than that, and he's shown that early on through four games here. And it's just a mindset, and that mindset is that, you know, in order for him to achieve his personal goals and in order for us as a team to achieve our team goals, he's going to have to be a big part of that. And being a big part of that, he has to go out there and get the rebounds he does. I mean, he makes it look easy, and that just it shows that he can do it on a nightly basis, because he's just such an elite athlete.
Matt, continuing on DeJean-Jones, defensively, I think when he's been good, your defense has been pretty good. Can he be a Chris Babb type guy as far as being able to guard an opposing wing or, you know, a 2-3 guy and shut them down?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Naz Long is probably more of our Chris Babb type player, but there's no doubt that if there's a bigger wing that the opposing team has, that Bryce is going to end up guarding him. His length is, I mean, he's almost had a 7-foot wingspan, and athletically one of the most athletic guards we've ever had since we've been here through our 5 years. So I think it's noted to say that, of course, if they have an elite wing, we expect Bryce to guard him and do a great job shutting him down. That's one thing Coach Hoiberg's done a big thing and preaching to Bryce on a daily basis is, he should be one of our better defenders this year. And like you said, I mean, it starts with our guard play, guarding the ball up top with Monte and Naz and Bryce. And that collection of three right there, we feel like we have one of the best defensive guard group in the country.
State Assistant Coach Matt Abdelmassi joins us right now on the Hy-Vee Hotline. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. It's where we are at tonight. Matt, big game coming up tomorrow night, no question about it. Fran Fraschilla is going to be in town. It's a battle of top 20 teams. It rarely happens in the non-conference at Iowa State over the course of history. It's a fun game, too. I appreciate this game as a college basketball fan just because I know when I walk up to Hilton tomorrow night, you guys play a very fun brand of basketball, but so does Arkansas. If Cyclone fans are out there, they remember Mike Anderson and his time at Missouri. That's a man who's won some games in Hilton Coliseum, and he knows his way around the Big 12. So, I mean, as a basketball fan, I'm very excited. What have you seen specifically from Arkansas, and you know, am I correct in thinking it's going to be a very entertaining evening tomorrow night?
Well, I mean, I hope it's entertaining for Cyclone fans, that's for sure. I hope it's not as entertaining of a basketball game as I'm sure the casual fan hopes. But listen, they're a heck of a team. I mean, them being ranked is just to how they played through the early part of this season. Crazy athletes, high motor. On 1 through 5 on the floor. They go deep off their bench. They have guys that can call on that. They don't lose a beat off the bench. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're all about pressuring. They're all about getting up in you, making the game as chaotic as possible to where they make the opposing team they're playing chaotic as well, to where it plays right in their favor. And that's the key for us is we can't play into their style of play, which is pressure nonstop, full court. If we limit turnovers, we do a good job of making the extra pass, playing unselfish basketball, we feel like we have a great chance to come out on top. But it's one of those games where, you know, as soon as the ball tips, I mean, it's going to take a life of its own, because it's hard to prepare for playing a team like this because you just don't see it. And we haven't really seen it in in the past, especially this year.
Matt, do you like games like this against a top 20 team in the non-conference, or do you prefer a game against an opponent where you can get some work in and get some of your younger guys some time and get them acclimated before conference play?
Well, for me personally, I would love to play a top 20 team every night because I think it draws excitement to your program and gets your program on the national stage. And, you know, we have had our share of great moments in the non-conference schedule since we've been at Iowa State, and we hope to continue those great moments tomorrow night. But it's great for the fans. The fans deserve early games like this where they can come out, and it's going to be a Big 12, Big Monday atmosphere, I would expect, tomorrow night. And, you know, that's fun. It's fun for the guys. It's great for the program, great for the university. But I wish we would have more of them. I mean, last year we got spoiled with a really early test against Michigan, and the place was set the stage for the rest of the year. And I would expect that same thing is going to happen tomorrow night. We really have to set the tone with the atmosphere and the crowd getting behind us and our guys, and we have to do our job as well. And I expect that, but it's great to have an early test like this in front of your home crowd.
The kid I'm looking forward to seeing in person is the Portis kid, Matt. I think he's 6'11", I believe, off of the
yep.
I haven't looked too much at Arkansas yet because of the game last night and other stuff today. But he's going to be a load for you guys down low. It would be nice to have Jameel McKay tomorrow night. Unfortunately, you don't have him until Drake on December 20th. But give me a quick scouting report on that young man. He seems – what was that now?
You think you could put a waiver in for tomorrow's game that you can pull it off and we can
So I'm correct, and you guys would you absolutely love to have him tomorrow night.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Well, give me a scouting report on him because he seems like a unique kid.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, a big body like him, when you're 6'11", he's definitely a prospect for the next level. But, skill set, ability to knock down shots, even stretch from three. I mean, he has a full arsenal. Very, very good athlete, and it's going to be tough to stop going to the offensive glass. And that's what we've been telling our guys, of course, with just one day prep, is that you have to really locate him, get a body on him, and box him out, because if not, he'll eat us up on the offensive glass. And that plays right into their favor, getting that offensive rebound and putting it up and then setting up their press defense. But, you know, the other kid that they have, Qualls, who's a very elite wing, high-level athlete, and really – this year has done a tremendous job of improving his shot-making ability and shooting the ball so well early on the season. So they have guys, man, it's going to be a very athletic floor tomorrow night at Hilton Coliseum. So it should be fun.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection, but did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmey are board-certified and fellowship-trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are on a Wednesday this week, Wednesday next week as well, because of the Iowa State women's basketball game with Iowa.
Big game.
Big game next week, yeah. Going over to Iowa City, it's always an interesting time, and then the men will do it again on Friday. It's a weird place to play basketball over at Carver Hawkeye Arena, Bloom. It's and I don't mean that in a negative way.
No.
It's just very unique arena.
It is.
You don't see – I can't think of a Big 12 arena that I would compare to Carver
it's
Hawkeye.
It's a little K-State-ish.
A little octagon of doom to it.
Yeah. Maybe not quite as rowdy.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting setup, and I think the women's side, the Hawks are pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Finley's club has a good shot.
I got the clones.
And he's gonna have them prepared. We know that, but they're a talented group. Lisa Bluter has. So that'll be. I'm looking forward to watching that one.
Yeah.
I'd like to get over there and watch it in person. I think I'll just catch it on TV and right here on KXNO.
Yeah.
Rich and Molly's call, but you know, I think Coach Finley's club, they dropped a tough one to St. Mary over the weekend. But Bryn Williamson is shooting the ball well. I think they'll be okay.
All right, there you go. Let's move on, and let's bring on our friend Glenn Waterhouse, Glenn Waterhouse Insurance, State Farm Insurance. What's up, Glenn? How are you?
Doing well, man. Just hustling over here.
All right, it's good. You didn't have that far to come tonight. Usually you got to go up to Ankeny, but you just zip on over to Clive from
Johnson.
Well,
I tell you,
it's
the perfect storm. I got to thank Amy and Randy. They just wrote their auto and home with me.
Oh, okay.
And getting a new house, and I thought, you know, I was talking about, I was coming down here, and they're like, we need to get in there. And
gotten some appliances today.
So they're actually, I was thinking, you insure your house and autos with me. We refer you down over to our friends, Tim, here at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yeah.
They're actually coming in Saturday.
Okay.
I'm going to be talking to Tim here. So
did they know about this four appliances for $9.99?
I need to call them.
Yeah, only until 8 o'clock here at Nebraska Furniture
Mart. I'm looking
Mart.
At them. They look great.
Yeah.
That's just a heck of a deal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. No, let's talk some football, though. You're a former Cyclone football player. You, I don't know if you wanted to talk about this, but you were passionate. We got into a little bit of a scuffle via text message during the game the other night. I want to see where Bloom comes in on it, because it was the 4th-and-1 at the end of the first half. I think a lot of fans were like you. You're like, come on, let's go for it. I mean, that was
absolutely
that was accurate portrayal of what you were feeling at that point.
Well, I just think that, you know, when you're sitting there at 2-9,
yeah,
or
yeah.
2-8, whatever we are at that point, I'm there to see excitement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not playing for 5-6 to try to get in a bowl game. We got to just – if I'm coaching that team, I'm just going to roll the dice and go.
Okay.
And you're
That's
like,
fair.
No, I think that was good. But.
Well, because this is why. And this is – my whole deal is I feel like you're playing to win that game. And I know how bad they are in short yardage situations.
Right.
They had just been stuffed.
I didn't trust Sam Richardson to roll out in that point just based off of how he was playing. And I knew that if they didn't get it, it was seven for sure. I knew that there was still a chance with that defense that they could get seven if you punted. They ended up getting three. I think it the way it all played out, Rhodes can go, well, I made the right call there. But I also think a guy like you absolutely has a right. Yeah, I think that's a solid opinion, too.
Well, I was thinking after that, I think, oh, Chris is going to stump me here if he's right on that. But, no, you know, I like excitement. I like when you did the fake field goal, you know. I mean, just stuff to roll the dice. So, in that situation, where we're at as a team, I think you just take a lot of chances.
Well, and what did you think about it?
I was right. I emotionally, I wanted him to go for it. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you start thinking about, well, they haven't got a first down from a yard all
year.
That
was my point. You know, they're the worst short yardage team in football.
And they're it was at the point where it's like whatever decision he makes, it's going to be wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, and people are going to let him hear about
it. It's just that type of year. But with them getting the ball back to start the second half, and if you could limit them to a field goal, okay, like it made sense strategically to me. And that Paul, it's funny, right when he gets out of
he knew
right away what the question was going to be for Ben Bruns, and he preemptively answered. The reason why we punted there was because we didn't want to be down going into halftime, and I understood his point, but I can see where Glenn's coming from as
well.
Absolutely. That's a point where you think you can get a yard, but really with this team, I don't know if they could.
Well, and the way that they – Glenn, you know more about football than I do. You've played the game more than Bloom and I combined times about 10. So this would be my – the offensive line, where do you see this group going into next year? Because I don't think it's a great run blocking group. And I'm going off of just what I see, average yards per carry by the running backs. I don't really count Sam Richardson because a lot of that scrambling, broken plays, that type of deal. But where do you see that? Because I think next year the offense can be really good. I truly believe that. As long as Mark Mangino's still there, they've got the pieces on offense to be good skill-wise. But what about the offensive line, though? Because you're losing Tom Farnia. Some other guys are going to be back. Burton, Campos, you've got pieces. Brock Daigle coming back from an injury. Locke, you've got pieces. But I don't know what kind of a step they can take.
Well,
what do you think of that group?
I think you see, you know, Farniak's obviously going to be a big loss emotionally for those guys. You saw that in the first game of the season when he went out.
Absolutely.
I think everybody who follows Iowa State football thinks we've just got an arsenal of receivers. We're going to have a quarterback who you said, I think, last week he was the fifth or sixth best quarterback possibly in the league.
I truly believe that. I think Sam Richardson could lead TCU to 10 wins. Do you agree with that?
With their defense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. That's not a guarantee, but I think.
If Sam hasn't won a Big 12 game yet, but yeah.
Well, my feeling is we got some.
Is Sam
to throw to, but. We got to figure out how to run the ball. Those guys have got to – they got to get better. They got to get in the weight room. And they got to learn how to – we got to be able to go on fourth and one and know that we hand it to our running back and we're going to get a yard and believe it.
The two factors for this year, it's one, they haven't been able to get a yard when they need a yard. And two, they can't stop anybody.
That's the point.
So can they correct that? And I think I'm with you. They need to run block. That could take this offense, which actually, if you look at the numbers, Iowa State's offense this year from an efficiency standpoint, which you can judge it by points, but that takes into account, you know, field position and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But Iowa State's offense from an efficiency standpoint is 45th in the nation, which is in the top 40%, which for them is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Historically, they've been in the bottom 20%. But defensively, everything has been thrown out the window because they can't stop anybody.
I want to clarify the Sam Richardson comment, too, though. I did not think he played well on Saturday.
I did not either.
Yeah, I was, as high as I have been on him at some points where I'm like, man, this is a guy. Texas was the perfect example. You're like, wow, you know, he's finally maturing. He's finally becoming that. He did not play a good game on Saturday. Right. And I know it wasn't all him. There were some drops. You know, there are clearly other things. But I thought that
it wasn't his best performance here. We've seen better performances for sure. And I think had he made a few more plays like we've seen, that might have – you know, made a difference on a few, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Glenn, we're going to, later on in the program, Bloom and I are going to debate Baylor TCU, who deserves to be in the playoff. I would like to get your opinion on that before we let you go, though, before we go to the break. Because, I mean, there's two ways to look at this. I'll kind of lay out my outline right now. Okay. I think TCU, if they played on Saturday, I would pick TCU to win that game outright. I don't care where it's at. Throw it in Waco. I'd pick TCU to win that game. I think they're the better team right now. But Baylor beat them head to head. And they both have one loss. Baylor beat them head to head. So it's a brutal decision. Where would you go?
Well, I think this is like Iowa State, Iowa. Iowa State beat them this year. So is everybody going to say Iowa's the better team because they have a better record? So when I say that is, I feel TCU, I agree, TCU right now is the better team mm-hmm. that I think has the better chance. When Iowa State played Baylor earlier this year, I thought, man, who can stop Baylor?
Yeah.
But right now, but I really think it stinks head to head. You've already beat them. If Baylor would jump in front, I think that's unfair to – I mean, I think it's unfair yeah. for Baylor if TCU goes, but
– somebody's going to have a gripe, I think, either way. And then it comes to the Ohio State conversation, and I said this when I was talking with Ken Miller last night. I mean, I think you absolutely should factor in that they lost their quarterback because you want the best four teams in. So then am I contradicting myself, Brent, when I say – because I believe Baylor should be in over TCU because they beat them. But I already said TCU is the better team if they would play right now. So am I being contradictory in my own argument if I say that a Barrettless Ohio State team doesn't belong to be in there? It's a brutal conversation.
Yeah, I mean, there's arguments you can make for everybody here.
Yeah.
Like, I heard Bama Bob earlier on KXNO said that he thought Ohio State's wins are better than TCU. Well, TCU's beat Oklahoma. They've mm-hmm. beaten K-State. Both those teams are top 15 teams. That's something Ohio State hasn't done. Mm-hmm. TCU's beaten Minnesota. So did Ohio State. But, I mean, you can make comparisons any way you want. And I think it comes down to simply, and Baylor almost helps TCU in this respect, who has the better loss,
mm-hmm.
right? So Baylor loses at West Virginia, who's 7-5,
mm-hmm.
and TCU's only loss is to a one-loss Baylor team. Who's got the better loss there?
Mm-hmm.
And it's TCU.
Absolutely.
And so I think if you look at everything, I know the head-to-head. But you can't do head-to-head because not everybody plays each other in yeah. the entire college football world. So you have to look at it from a big, big old picture. And if you look at it that way, I think TCU is the obvious answer.
Wow.
Maybe we'll get lucky and we'll have two Big 12 teams.
Well, that would be awesome.
You know what, Glenn? That'd be great. But I went on a rant on Saturday morning. There's just absolutely no way that committee would ever allow that to happen. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, they could be number one and two in the rankings.
Arizona would jump yeah. them or somebody.
Big 12 teams could be one and two in the rankings, and they would find a way to politically make it sure that does not happen. That's just my opinion. The SEC, they're not – even if Bama would lose – you know, I still think they would get an SEC team in there.
I don't know who you'd put.
They would do it. They'd find a way.
Who are you going to put?
They'd find a way. I guarantee it. Glenn, I got a friend who needs some life insurance. What would you recommend him at this point in time? Any hot deals at State Farm?
Well,
I just put you on the spot right there. But my point is you always need your life insurance.
Always
it's not about
it.
Deals. It's about securing your family.
It's just about taking care of your family. And that's what we would do. If you bring your friend in, send him over to me. We'll take care of him. We're going to get him in the right direction.
We talk some Cyclones, too, with him.
Absolutely.
Last time I went in there to talk insurance with Glenn, I was in there for like 2 hours, and he was telling me tales of the Dan McCarney and all the good times. Back in the old school Iowa State
absolutely.
Days. Who's your favorite teammate you ever had at Iowa State? If I told you, like, who's the biggest prankster in the locker room, who would that be?
I've got two favorite teammates.
Okay.
One is Jeff Cole.
Okay.
Right, a Valley grad. And then Mark Littlebridge. Those are my two main guys
those
that
your
I
guys?
Went out with. So.
Okay.
Mark Littlebridge,
he was
a little
dude.
On the wild side.
Was a dude.
We played in the NFL.
Wild man.
And Jeff Cole, who's known around town here.
Yep.
So I had – one guy that was kind of wild, one guy that played it pretty safe.
That's what I like to hear.
Kept me under control.
I thought you were going to say Calvin Branch.
I used to play cards with Calvin Branch.
There you go.
Yeah.
Glenwaterhouse, glenwaterhouse.com, Glenwaterhouse Insurance. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
It's been a fun season, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Get home safely to beautiful Bondurant. We need to take a break. We are here at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. These ridiculous deals going on until 8 o'clock. And a man of four-piece stainless steel kitchen set for $999.99, Xbox One gaming system that comes with two games and an Xbox Live gift card, $329.99, Dyson handheld vacuums for $99.99. We're seeing a ton of these Samsung sound bars with the subwoofer. They're going like hotcakes here tonight for $82.99. And the beautiful 4K LED Samsung TV, 55 inches for $799.99.
For people who don't know what a soundbar is, so it's – it basically can fill a room like you have surround sound.
Yep.
So it's surround sound in a room for $85. And with that subs, that acts like a sound system.
Okay.
So it's a really nice way if you have a room that you don't really want to wire it for surround sound or don't have the capability, that can replace that so much better than just your TV speakers. And for $85, that's a huge bargain.
There you go. straight from Brent Bloom. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk. Bloom wrote an intriguing column about Paul Rhodes on the website today. I want to pick his brain about that. We'll talk more football, basketball, and more on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are broadcasting live from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Martin Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO. Wednesday this week, Iowa State men's basketball tomorrow night at 8. That's where we will be. Then next week, we're on Wednesday, too. Women's basketball that you hear here on KXNO all the time, they are at the University of Iowa. So we're looking forward to tomorrow night. Going to be a wild evening in Hilton Coliseum. Want to give a shout-out to my guy, Dr. Warmy, up at the McFarland Clinic in Ames. Dr. Warmy wrote a, you know, they do the Sports Doc Weekly Blitz each and every week at CycloneFanatic.com during football season. He wrote a great column this week about just the technology, just everything that they're able to do up there at the McFarland Clinic now that they weren't able to do, the impact of arthroscopy. Bloom, you're a medical whiz. It's just unbelievable the difference. Like if you dislocate your shoulder 10 years ago compared to now, like the type of rehab, it's just crazy what they're able to do. So going all over.
over the place. Works with the Cyclones. Really sharp guy. I've enjoyed learning a lot about more about sports medicine this year from Dr. Warmy and his partners at the McFarland Clinic Orthopedic Sports Medicine Team. Bloom, today you wrote, I told you this, I don't think it was your fanciest or flashiest column. I thought it was one of your most substantive. I thought that column had a lot of substance within it. You wrote about Paul Rhodes, about why you believe he deserves another year at Iowa State. In a world of sports media where pitchforks are popular, that's a way to get readers and ratings and everything. You went the other direction. You caught some flack for it. I knew you would. I was telling my wife that when I was editing that column last night, but I appreciated it because I thought you laid out even a guy from the Fire Rhodes camp. I thought you laid out an argument that would make even the most negative guy go, well, you know what? I thought he made a little bit of sense right there.
Well, and getting the obvious out of the way, that 5 wins in 2 years is not good.
No,
okay,
it's unacceptable.
That's let's start with that. And I think that was the point.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, nobody's happy with that. And there's not much, but there's not. Okay, so that's the reality, where they're at right now.
Yep.
I mean, chances they're going to be TCU are slim. So that is what
that's
it is.
That's not happening.
But so what now? And we've talked about it for years, even before Paul Rhodes, that Iowa State is a football program,
mm-hmm,
that there's no quick fixes, and they have to rely on the so-called cycle of peaks and valleys, where it's going to be tough at Iowa State to consistently win 9 games consistently for, you know, 3-4 years
mm-hmm
in a row. So your good years, you have to capitalize them, and you're going to have some down years, and you basically just can't make the down years become a disaster. Well, the last 2 years have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're now. I think Iowa State can make another climb up the mountain, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were to get rid of Rhodes now, you essentially blow up that foundation that you set, and you restart the thing, and then you're adding another couple more years to get back up that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the way he's made some errors in his tenure, and I think one of them that's outlined in the column is, you know, promoting Courtney Messingham. At the time, it made sense,
mm-hmm,
because that 2012 team had the ability to be program changed. I think they could have won 9 games. I think they almost should have won 9 games. They didn't. And, yes, that's Paul Rhodes' responsibility. But now they enter the valley stage of 2013, 2014, and they suffered. But they will go back up. And if Jamie Pollard believes that Rhodes is the guy that can win those types of games, he should keep him. And Paul Rhodes has won 11 road games in 6 years at Iowa State. Now, that's not a great number, but that's more than the previous 18 years combined. So
mm-hmm
he's done things at Iowa State that haven't been done. I think he deserves one more chance to ride this wave up and see if he can't do it next year with an offense that returns a lot and a young defense that has to get older, and just see what he can do.
And the key to the offseason, if he's going to have success next year, is you can't have the attrition. You know,
absolutely not.
I see Charlie Rogers commits to Minnesota today. Charlie Rogers, if you don't remember him, he never gets talked about from last offseason. But he started week one as a redshirt freshman at Iowa State at the cornerback, nickel, whatever. He was in the defensive secondary last year for Iowa State. On top of that, you lose two guys for doing dumb things who are the gut of your defense, the absolute guts of your defense, and David Irving and Rodney Coe. A lot of teams can't afford that, Bloom. Iowa State absolutely cannot afford for that to happen. On top of that, you lose Jensen for the majority of the offseason.
Yep.
You lose two of your JUCOs who you bring in for a defensive line that was going to struggle anyway. Terry Ianni, you lose Gabe Luna to injuries. These are the type of things. Some of these you can control, some of these you can't.
Right.
It can't happen this offseason. And I'm looking at you, TJ Mutcherson. That's a guy who he's got to be there for Iowa State next year. He's one of the more promising guys on that defense.
I agree, and it's just really tough because at what point you say, well, we can't let the guys just run the place.
The inmates run the asylum.
I mean,
you gotta
control him somehow. And if he's gonna misbehave, then
yeah,
what do you do? Like, they're in a really tough spot as far as that's concerned.
Yep.
But even with all this stuff and how bad they've been defensively, what amazed me, I went back and looked, and they've had 15 losses in the Big 12 over the last 2 years. They have been tied or ahead in the second half in 7 of those losses.
Mm-hmm.
So they still had chances, and they still haven't closed them out. Now, so is that coaching?
Yeah,
maybe.
What is that?
Is that coaching? I don't know. I mean, so the talent, yeah, they've had the games like the Baylors and the Oklahomas where they just got blown out, and the talent level was just a complete mismatch.
Mm-hmm. Which, over the course of Iowa State football, every coach has had that. Modern day. Don't give me the Bruce stuff and the Johnny Major. I wasn't alive.
And I know you.
It's a different world.
It is.
I don't like it when that gets referenced. It's a totally different world.
They're, you know, I don't know if they're close to being a 7-8 win team. I don't know.
I don't think that they are.
I don't think they are, but.
They're close to being a 5 or 6, though.
I think they are. I really do. And you know, maybe that's making excuses. Maybe it's logic. I don't know what it is. But
there's a difference between an excuse and a reason. I think pointing at the amount of injuries they've had in 2 years is a reason. I can see how it would be skewed and portrayed as an excuse, and maybe it is. And it is your coach's fault that you don't have more depth. Yeah. I absolutely understand that. But it's still a reason. When you take away the amount of players that have been taken away, it makes things much more difficult for a program, again, that over the course of history does not have that margin of error to give up.
And I just think Rhodes gets another chance with this offense next year because they could be – they could have some guys, and they've been better this year. Not perfect. Defense has been atrocious. We'll see what they do. They're going to have to get an influx of talent, but I don't think you can hit the reset switch while this team is in this valley here. I think you got to get one more chance to climb up, and if it doesn't work, then at that point you got to reevaluate.
I just think the key to the offseason from personnel to your coaching staff is just continuity. Wally Burnham catching a ton of heat right now. I don't think Bill Cowher could coach what Wally has right now up to be a respectable defense in the Big 12 Conference. I truly do not believe that with the guys that they have out there who have no business at this point. That's coaching because you got to recruit better. And but point being, you know, they redid the entire offensive staff in the offseason. I don't think burning down the defensive staff and rebuild. I think if you're Rhodes and you realize I got one shot here, I got one shot. My guys, the best opportunity to go out there and, you know, win 6-7 games potentially next year.
So, you know, Iowa State's got a senior quarterback that's been a 3-year starter coming back next year. Mm-hmm. So that's the most important position in college football.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's got to be great. He's got to be better than he has been.
Absolutely.
And then that defense has to get better. They have to find some defensive tackles. Now, those young guys are going to get older, but they've been hitting the JUCO circuit hard trying to find some bodies. And you hope Jordan Harris comes off a redshirt at middle linebacker, can be serviceable. Things have to break right. But Paul Rhodes, I think he deserves another chance. And people listening out there probably goes, well, he hasn't proven he can do it yet. But, you know, I think they've been closer. They were closer in 2012 than a lot of people realize. And if they win 9 games that year instead of 6, we're probably not having this conversation.
Absolutely. And even, too, like you just think that some of the bad breaks they've caught, too. But I'm more of the opinion, though, when it comes to bad luck, you see good teams have better luck. You know what I mean? I think you create your own luck a lot of times. So, and that's a reflection on the talent as well.
And the other part I brought up in the column is, you know, everyone cites K-State. I think it's the most obvious example as an Iowa State fan of, well, that's the program we should aspire to be,
yeah,
is K-State. Because what Bill Snyder has done is quite frankly miraculous down here in Manhattan.
Yeah.
But in 2004, 2005, he had two bowl-less seasons, and he essentially – walked away, but was kind of pushed out the door.
Mm-hmm.
They hire a new guy in Ron Prince. It is not good. Doesn't go well at all. And then they have to turn back to Bill Snyder. They are out millions of dollars, and they've really had 3 lost years there. I'm not saying that would happen at Iowa State, but it's not a perfect situation just because you're going to hit a reset on the program.
And who are you going to hire, too? I mean, that's another question. I don't know. I do know that there aren't over the course of history, it's a very tough job, and this new Big 12 has not made things any better. I don't like saying that because I'm an Iowa State guy too. I want them to do well. I want Iowa State to be at a point where it can strive to be a championship level program. But saying that is one thing, but I think you have to be realistic about the conversation,
right,
as well, which I thought you had a very realistic column today. You can like it, you could dislike it,
yeah,
agree with it. No, it doesn't matter. We all have opinions. You posted yours.
That's part of why we follow sports.
Yep.
And you know what? When the St. Louis Cardinals got beat in the NLCS, I wanted to fire Mike Matheny. Like, even though he's been
I've been wanting to fire Freddie Gonzalez in Atlanta for years.
That's part of being a fan. Yeah. But I just – if you look at it from a different perspective, that's what I was trying to do. It's really easy to go in and just say, oh, fire everybody.
Yeah.
5 wins, 2 years, get rid of them all. And I understand that. I get it. But I think there's more than just simply that part of it. And, I mean, even if you look at, like, a TCU last year, they went four games and Gary Patterson was getting some heat.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they get healthy, they get older, Trevon Boykin has a heck of a year, they have plus 20 in the turnover margin, which helps immensely, by the way, and look at them now, they're top three in the nation. I'm not saying obviously going to be top three in the nation next year, but if you can win turnovers, stay healthy, get some older guys up into the two deeps, better things can happen.
Good stuff, Bloom. I appreciated that column today. It was nice to hear another side of things. I want to remind everybody that it is flu season, so we need to start pushing flu shots a little bit with our friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, iamenscenter.com. My wife's pregnant. It's important she doesn't get the flu, and I don't want other people giving her the flu. So, hey, listen, you may bump into my wife out there if you're driving home. Get your flu shot, iamenscenter.com. 8 metro locations, Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines. Got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to, drum roll please, we are going to give away that Kegerator that you all have been competing for all football season long. We are broadcasting from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Austin Arnaud. As a quarterback in high school and college, you quickly learn to develop trust in your teammates and the guys playing other positions around you. None more so than your receivers. When you drop back, go through your progressions, and zero in on your target, you have to know that when you lob that pass, it's going to land in the sweet spot of your receiver's hands and lead to a touchdown. A good receiver is a quarterback's best friend. Maybe that's why Mark Charter is the most recommended realtor in Central Iowa. Having played receiver so well in high school, Mark developed great communication skills, precision, follow-through, and perhaps most importantly, carried the burden of never wanting to let his QB down. Now an accomplished real estate professional with RE/MAX, Mark works for a different QB, you, his clients. When you work with Mark to buy or sell a home, he combines his experience with your needs and desires to help you reach your own end zone. Touchdowns are great, but a successful real estate closing is even better. And Mark knows how to deliver both. Don't take my word for it, though. Read all the reviews about Mark you'll find on Trulia.com, Angie's List, and, of course, MarkCharter.com.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. That's where we're at tonight. We'll bring Tim Mullen back on. These Samsung sound bars are just going like hotcakes.
Flying out the door, guys.
Yeah, it's nuts. As you just pointed out, we just sold three of them in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, we're just sitting here, and I'm like, there goes another soundbar. There goes another soundbar.
I want to, before we give away our Kegerators, what we've been doing is people have, the Fanatics have been making picks all season long on our forum.
and the winners get their name put into this drawing for a kegerator.
Yeah.
Just coming into the store, you can get your name for a drawing. Put your name in the drawing for the kegerator, so we're going to give that away. Before we do that, though, I think we should review these hot deals, these post-Black Friday deals going on until 8 o'clock tonight. So you've got about an hour and 5 minutes to come and take advantage of these. As we mentioned, the Samsung soundbars with that subwoofer for $82.99.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Still a few left.
Just a few left?
Yeah,
we got a few left?
I see the stack over there. There's two or three orders.
Oh, we've got your sales team's taking a look at something.
Yep,
I think we may just
something.
But the TV, a ridiculous 4K LED, 55 inches, is that correct?
Yep, $799.99.
This is a good one for anybody in need of appliances, Tim. Tell them about your appliance deal.
Yeah, we got a four-piece Amana package stainless steel, $999.99. So you can take your entire kitchen with stainless steel with a great product from Amana. Just a hair under $1,000. Great deal.
Bloom here is a gamer.
Yeah.
He likes to suit up and game Xbox One.
Talk trash to some 14-year-olds.
Yep. Yeah. Bloom's on the gaming message boards running this trap. Two games. What are the games?
It's Assassin's Creed, buddy.
Yep, Assassin's Creed Unity.
Sounds
and
really
Destiny.
Dangerous.
Yeah. And all then right. there's a free year of Xbox Live that you can talk trash to 14-year-olds
with. So I just Googled this.
Yeah.
The retail value on just an Xbox One without anything is $350.
Yeah.
That's $330 with a year of Xbox Live and the shoot 'em up Assassin's
Two games,
Creed.
Yeah.
That's nutto.
Yeah.
Man.
That's why I
guess you're just giving Xboxes away tonight.
I got to bring Bloom in next time I have Xboxes for
sale. Bloom knows his gaming system, I tell you.
I'll be taking one of those home and Assassin's Creeding people.
Some 14-year-old in Colorado is going to get annihilated tonight. Yeah.
All right, Tim. The time has come to give away the Danby Kegerator. We got about 3 minutes to go before we got to throw it back to Steve Young and 1460 KXNO. So,
alrighty.
I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a photo just to make sure that this is legitimate.
See, this is completely legit.
Yeah, I'm going to take a photo. I'm going to put this on Twitter. The drawing is taking place right now. He's mixing it up.
I know that
the thousands of you are listening right now because you need to keep your beer cold and get that kegerator.
Use that this football season.
Yeah, absolutely, and hopefully not next football season.
All right, are we ready here?
Yeah, we're ready. Who wins the kegerator, Tim?
All righty. I have a
– Whoa, listen to that. Oh, we have drum rolls.
Look at that.
Yes.
Well done. Nice work.
Nice job, Steve. Thanks, man.
Whoever did that, nice work. I have a Paula Olson.
Paula.
Where's Paula from?
Paula Olson from West Des Moines, Iowa.
All right.
Yeah. So
whoever's Paula's husband is got a nice Christmas present on the way, I tell you.
Yeah, maybe we should do that discreetly. Maybe hopefully he's not listening. But, yeah, Paula Olson, West Des Moines, Iowa. We'll get in touch with you. We got your contact information here. We're going to get in touch with you and let you know how you can pick up this Danby kegerator.
That's
there's fun to be had at Paula Olson's.
Everybody
house.
Head over to Olson's.
That's right.
Paula's going to have a sweet New Year's Eve party at Paula Olson's house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tonight over there in West Des Moines.
And thanks to all the fanatics who did the pick 'em every week and came in the store and bought the product.
You had a good turnout, though, didn't you, Tim?
Great turnout, yeah. The fanatics were in force this year. It's been a lot of fun being a part of the football show.
They were basically breaking down your door on that one TV, Dale. I remember.
That's still a record at that point.
I saw Tim at the Bondurant football game that night. He's like, we sold like 70 TVs in 3 hours.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Those sound bars, like.
Bloom's obsessed.
Oh, you got to go get one.
Yeah.
You got an hour, people.
I'll tell you this. Bloom's going to drop like $4,000 tonight.
I think I got a customer of Brett going forward here. Yeah.
I should never have. Join this party.
I've lived with Brent before. I can guarantee he will not purchase a handheld vacuum.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you the Dyson will not be bought by Brent.
You spent way too much money.
Yeah, it's not the easiest place in the world to find. You know, we're 2075 Northwest 94th Street in Clyde. But, you know, once you get here, Brett, we got a lot of great stuff to show you. And we'll keep it.
What I was saying after we kicked you off earlier, though, what I like about it, because we bought the appliances here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of your store in Omaha.
Thank you.
I grew up going there.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
What I love about this place, though, I mean, it's so low-key. You know what I mean? Like, we had, like, three representatives just all over us, and they were helping us out. And it was really a good – not that that doesn't happen in Omaha. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Our entire house is furnished by your Omaha store, by the way.
That, yeah.
But, no, it's a really easy atmosphere to come in here and buy something like that.
I think it is. It's a great place to be. And we know when customers come in to see us based on our location, they're here for a reason.
Yep.
We like to take care of them, make sure they're welcome here, and get them what they want, get them on their way.
We appreciate it. We'll see you next Wednesday up at Benchwarmers. All right, buddy?
It's been great. Thanks, guys.
All right.
I
Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We're signing off. That's where we've been broadcasting from tonight. Brent Bloom, does Iowa State cover that 34-point spread on Saturday?
I don't know.
Okay. That's great analysis. Clones over Arkansas tomorrow, I assume? I'm taking the Clones.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. He's Brent Bloom. My name's Chris Williams. Thanks to Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive. I want to thank our guy John Sellers for getting us set up out here tonight. Steve Young running the show back at 1460 KXNO. Also, shout out to Matt Abdelmassi from the basketball program for giving us about 10 minutes of his time. So long, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.
Live from the WCI Pools and Spas Studio, 1460 KXNO, Des Moines. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now. Search KXNO.